At the start of the week, Anthony Weiner was among the frontrunners in the Democratic field for mayor. But for supporters like Louise in Manhattan, well, she's done with him. She called into the Brian Lehrer Show.
He lied. And liars don't just lie about one thing. So I don't want a politician or anybody as mayor who is a proven liar.
So that means she's looking for another candidate. Bill Thompson was out early looking for voters like Louise.
Hi, Bill Thompson. How are you?
Good luck.
He didn't bring up Weiner at all until a reporter asked him about it.
Is any voters talking about Weiner to you? Is it something they see?
No. You get the occasional eye roll.
Then the reporter asked for Thompson's take, and he ticked off a few points.
Be blunt about it. I think it opens up a lot of questions about timelines and things he's laid out.
He restated the facts. Weiner's timeline had shifted. Then he noted others were responding, pointing to the New York Times editorial calling for Weiner to drop out. And he ended with this conclusion.
I think it's becoming apparent he has not been honest with the people of the city.
That's textbook campaign strategy when your opponent runs into trouble.
If you're a candidate, you don't need to do anything about it.
Bradley Tusk is a consultant who ran Bloomberg's campaign for a third term. He's informally advising Christine Quinn this year.
There's no reason to waste your money running negative ads on Weiner. There's no reason to waste your breath attacking Weiner. There is no shortage of radio, TV, and print reporters who are doing it for you already.
But it's not the same for everyone.
I think it depends on which candidate we're talking about.
Jeannie Zeno is a political scientist at Iona University who teaches campaign communication strategy. She says there's different advice for Bill de Blasio or Sal Albanese, two Democrats who quickly moved on Tuesday to call for Weiner to drop his campaign.
I think we have to be cognizant that they're much further down in the polls and that they may not have a lot to lose to get out there and if they can at all move this guy out of the race.
And for any candidate, she says it's best to leave the real zingers to campaign supporters rather than coming out of the candidates' mouths.
You got to be very cautious that voters don't look like you're just trying to capitalize on somebody else's difficulties.
But when Christine Quinn was asked about Weiner on Wednesday, she couldn't resist.
We see in former Congressmember Weiner someone who has demonstrated repeated reckless behavior, clearly has challenges and difficulties with the truth, has not demonstrated the type of responsibility or seriousness we need in a mayor, and has brought a circus-like atmosphere to the mayor's race.
Of course, the thing is, all these Weiner headlines might not actually change the course of the campaign. Consultant Bradley Tusk says that even before all this, his polling showed Bill Thompson and Christine Quinn were the likely candidates to make it to the runoff. Like Weiner said at his press conference, maybe today is not that different from the day before, after all. For WNYC, I'm Anna Sale.